my lovely, wonderful, sweet baby went home to be with the Lord. He was an angel, only came for a short time. 1997, I had my sweet baby son in my tummy. Could have feel his kick, moves. Sometime I look at my stomach and I smiled because I feel it moving up and down. And one moment he was there and the other moment he was gone. I went to the hospital and the doctor told me he wasn't going to make it. I give birth to him, and when he passed, they put him on the bed beside me. It was one of the hardest things I could do. The pain was so unbearable. No one was there I could have talked to. The doctor walked back in the room. He said, "You have family?" I said, "No," because I was abroad. He said, "What religion are you?" I told him at the time I didn't have a religion, but my grandmother raised me up in the church, and she used to take me to church. So I told him. He sent a chaplain in the room, the chaplain walking, he prayed with me, and he talked to me. He said, "God knows best," and I couldn't understand why God knows best. I wanted my son. I look forward to seeing him. He had this grandmother, Anthony, his grandfather, Baba, his grandpa, Uncle Sil, grandmother, Auntie G, and we look forward seeing him. He had cousins and niece, and you know, his dad was looking forward to see his son come into the world. And one moment he was here with us, and the other moment he was gone. It was so hard and devastating for me. I always look back now, it's 20 years later. I said, "He's my sunshine." And I come to realize in my darkest days of pain that he was an angel. I asked the Lord why. The Lord said he had to go back. That gave me peace and comfort to know that he came into the world. I'm the only one different from the doctors who see him. I have never heard anyone talk of him or said anything. I'm the only one who saw his face that day and know that he was handsome. I grieve him from time to time. He has never left my thoughts. You know, sometimes the pain is too unbearable and I try to put it aside. And there comes a time again, old friends tap me on my shoulder, remind me of my son. And the pain never gets easier. It gets harder each day as the time goes by. I miss him dearly. From the bottom of my heart, he is my everything as my son. I know he would have gone to church with me and then gone to see his dad, and you know, his sister Wendy would take him to Miami and they head out to the club, and he come back home and try to please me and go to church with me. And back and forth, I can see him now jumping on the fly.